This is Rio Pacino with PodTech.net with another LSI podcast. On the line today, I have Nurhan Capeksi, who is Director of Sales and Business Development for LSI, and Chad Elford, who is Product Manager SMB Data Solutions for Nortel. Thanks a lot, guys, for joining us on this podcast.
Thanks, Rio. Very happy to be here as well, and thanks, Chad, for joining us as well. I wanted to talk today about the Multi-Service Business Gateway, and wanted to start really about where we started this this engagement from, and where we started the partnership between between Nortel and LSI, and you know the why this partnership I guess came to be, and the benefits of it. Chad, do you have any comments there?
Nortel views the emerging multi-service business gateway segment as significant and really primed for growth, significant growth. And we really feel that working with LSI and obviously the Nortel advantage of being positioned both in the carrier, the enterprise, and the small business segments with industry-leading solutions today, that we can really garner a lot of market share and leverage that advantage in this multi-service business gateway segment.
Key for us as well from an LSI perspective, when we looked at all of the OEMs out there, and we saw how Nortel was positioned in not only the carrier and the enterprise place spaces, but as well for both voice and data in those two segments, made it key for us, because a lot of the stuff we're talking about on the SMB side has a hosted environment from a service provider perspective for additional revenues. So absolutely was key for us as well.
Yeah, I think for us, the partnership was really a no-brainer, because we looked back and we didn't want to just be a me too. We looked at options, and we really wanted superior technology, really focusing on high-performance, carrier-grade quality service in an SMB cost-effective package. But I think more importantly, it was the fact that an ecosystem of industry-leading both manufacturing, software, and management partners could come together and deliver and collaborate to deliver a very exciting multi-service business gateway solution. And I think that's what excites me about our partnership and what we're doing here.
Actually, why don't we talk a little bit about the BSG, what it is, some of the features, functionalities, and how we're bringing that to market in a short time frame.
I know it's a cliche, but the right product at the right time with the right capabilities. The fact that we're bringing together such a strong product offering that leverages our carrier presence, our enterprise installed base, and our small business leadership, and it comes together in an intelligent package with that high performance and application aware quality service. To me, we are enabling. This is the solution that will enable the service provider with that next-generation network capability to deliver, manage, and hosted applications both reliably and efficiently.
Great. It's true, and in terms of SMB space, if you will, the only way you could really scale and be able to address the SMB space is through a service provider or a carrier-based solution that can scale across the wide, wide range of variability that we see in the small, medium business place. And we really looked at being able to provide the right product to have the flexibility required to hit that wide range of services that needed to be put into place.
Yeah, I think what I was seeing is that a lot of these carriers and application providers were being basically sabotaged by a very dumb device on the customer prem. We really feel that the Business Services Gateway from Nortel and LSI will deliver and ensure secure, high-performance, and reliable multi-service application delivery. And it's really designed from the ground up or engineered specifically for today's unified communications and converged networks. To me, it's very exciting that it's an enabler that currently doesn't exist in the marketplace.
Well, one of the use cases that I like to bring up and think about in terms of, you know, why BSG and why you need some of this high level of performance and flexibility in the product is that, you know, we see that that hosted voice is a huge direction from a revenue perspective for carriers. But that's really the first step, if you will, and it's the first kind of step in multiple steps of incremental revenue generation that they're looking for from SMB customers. So one thing that's key for hosted voice delivery is to make sure that the performance from a latency perspective is as low as you can from the edge, because, you know, let's face it, any network that's in place right now has latency issues and will have traffic backups, if you will. And the more headroom you give service providers in terms of latency on the edge device, the more there can be congestion in their network, yet the quality of service for the voice service that they put on that network will still remain quite high and acceptable from a carrier perspective.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I think the more importantly is that not just like our competitors where we can deliver just voice reliability in a data network, but we're actually looking at multiple applications at the same time and giving data applications, collaboration applications, and specific things like video conferencing collaboration tools as much premium traffic capacity and delivery in the BSG scenario through the carrier, so we can make sure that we're a multi-service, not just a voice versus data solution.
Absolutely. When we talk to a bunch of carriers, you know, the response back is absolutely we want to go after the SMB market. Absolutely, it's top of mind for us. Absolutely, we want to do voice and data with security. But, hey, we want to do a bunch of other stuff, and we don't know what that is yet. So software as a service is a huge direction for service providers in the SMB space, but they don't know which service they want to offer yet. And, by the way, because of the variability of SMBs, there's going to be bunches of services that are going to be tied to different verticals. So what this means from a network requirement perspective, though, is that you now need a box at the edge that's going to be able to identify the application that's running there and make sure that the quality of service that's put into that application is a carrier-grade quality of service, because let's face it, these guys are now paying for this service. They're going to want a certain quality that comes out of that service. And the only way you can guarantee that is to make sure that the box at the edge has more than just, you know, two software or hardware queues. You need to have multiple queues on the edge, which we have with eight hardware queues, to be able to go in and make sure you get the right level of quality for, you know, an accounting package or, you know, some surveillance software or anything else that needs to be sold or put into that SMB.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, it's the package of the technology and the delivery and how we present and align to the carrier's objective of delivering high-performance applications and reliably delivering all of their unified communications. For me, it's the fact that it's highly integrated, that it's a robust solution and easy to manage is really where we hope to drive competitive differentiation. And at the end of the day, you know, we're simplifying and consolidating the small business network infrastructure. We're removing all of the issues that the current carriers have and enterprises have in terms of their small sites by delivering a integrated, consolidated solution that brings together robust routing, you know, advanced high-performance security, firewall, NATing, and VPN capabilities. And then we combine that with Nortel's heritage and our brand that stands for, you know, enterprise quality, carrier grade voice capabilities in this data network environment.
Yep, and absolutely, Chad. And we've seen, from a recent past from Nortel perspective, the amount of focus you guys have been putting on the small medium business with the BCM products that you guys have launched recently and the success you guys have had in the marketplace. So, you know, a huge message there to the market that Nortel is looking at the SMB space quite strongly. And we're very, very happy to have partnered with Nortel and bringing this product, bringing it to market and fairly soon as well. I don't know if you want to comment on that, Chad, but we're quite excited about when this thing's coming out.
Absolutely. We feel that it fills a deep void that's currently in our portfolio that will establish credibility in the marketplace right away. It'll complement our existing small business portfolio in terms of our business Ethernet switch and our business communication manager. But more importantly, it brings together our carrier IP-powered business solutions campaign together with our CS2K. I think, you know, to get really excited about it, we're, very deeply involved in partnership and joint activities at Interop. I would suggest if you that are listening are excited as well, you please come by to the Interop, to both the Nortel and LSI booths, and we'd be happy to show you the business services gateway solution.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, Chad, and thanks to everyone for having joined us today.
For sure, and thank you for the opportunity, and please stay tuned for exciting launch and availability of the BSG8 coming to you in a very, very near future.